Good morning, we're in Chayarim, the Klal Samach Zion, and the Chayarim is talking about individuals which the Zechiv covered to them as an extension of the Chiyiv, the one has to an Av and an Aim. So in Simon Chof Hey, the Chayarim talks about a Chiyiv to be Mechabed grandparents. Chayiv Adam Mechabed Avi Aviv, present as a Chiyiv to Mechabed his father's father. And the person can point out that this is not only a father's father, but it's also a mother's father as well. And the same thing for the mother of the father and the mother of the mother. Okay, so the person has a chilim b'chabah, the grandparents. We've already spoken about that the chiyuv of kibud avim is mishal av. In a case where the father does not have, the son is mechuyev to support the father. So in a situation where the father does not have money to support his father, so the father cannot support the grandfather. So now what does the grandson have a chiyuv to support his grandfather? He has a chiyuv to support his father, and we're saying that the chiyuv to support, the chiyuv of kavod to the grandfather is similar to the chiyuv to the father. So do we argue that there's a chiyuv to support the grandfather and the grandson? So the Chayyadim says yes. Kafinon leben aben, mefarnes avi aviv, kedinoi shechayv l'aviv. So Bezin has the power. So the same Rebbe Zion has the power to enforce a child to support a parent. That same power extends the same level of chiyuv, and therefore the same power extends to the chiyuv to support a grandfather as well. So since the father would have a chiyuv, a child has a chiyuv to support their father when the father doesn't have what to live on. Similarly, a grandchild has a chiyuv to support a grandparent when the grandparent does not have what to live on. Now, this is the opinion of the Shach in Yerodea. However, there are persons which disagree and say that it's not a chiyuv the bezin can enforce. But they do agree that each bezin of its own city has the right to make a takana and be mechayiv of them. So on a practical level, this is a chiyuv of what one is expected to do. In a case where the grandparents do not have what to live on, it is the chiyuv incumbent upon the grandchildren to make sure that the grandparents have what to live on. Again, if assuming that the grandchildren have the wherewithal to do so. The Chayyav Adam continues and he says, so we have this chiyuv to mechabed a grandparent. How does that fit into the hierarchy between this chiyuv of kavod to his father and his chiyuv to kavod to his grandfather, who was mechabed first? A person has a greater chiyuv to mechabed his own father than he has a chiyuv to mechabed his grandfather. We mentioned the chiddush in this because since the father is mechuyev to mechabed his father, so arguably we should say that the son is mechuyev to mechabed the grandparent, because the father is mechuyev to mechabed the grandparent, which is his parents. So we should say such a sura, but we just explained that that's not true. The reason why that's not true is because the chiyuv to the grandparents is an extension of the chiyuv to the parents, so it can't override and supersede the chiyuv to the parent. The chiyuv to the parent is the primary chiyuv, and this is an extension of that. That is one suggestion how to understand this halacha. So in a practical situation, if a person sitting by a meal and he's serving the grandparent, the grandfather is there, and the father, the child really would have a chiyuv to give to his father and serve his father before his grandfather. But obviously the father can be moichel because he would like his father to go first. So the father could be moichel, and the grandson would then serve his grandparent first before his own parents. Have a good day.